This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game. It's right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
One of the things that for this year, I've been waiting years for. I've been waiting at least 3 years for this. It's called the Fan-Controlled Football League. And it's a crazy experiment. I think it's a brilliant idea. And they most recently made news because they signed Johnny Manziel to the league. So Johnny Manziel is going to be playing in fan-controlled football. Well, what does that mean? Might be something that you're asking. Well, fortunately, earlier I had the opportunity to talk with one, Trevor May. So MLB pitcher Trevor May is an owner of the team that Johnny Manziel will be playing for. So I spoke with Trevor May. I spoke with Sohrab Farooti, who is a CEO for fan-controlled football, and just about everything with Manziel, how the league works, everything. So that is our conversation, and here it is.
First off, obviously, you hear the name fan-controlled football, and people are going to be like, okay, fan-controlled, what exactly does that mean? So when you say fan-controlled, how much control do fans actually have?
Look, I think the idea here is to really give fans an opportunity to make decisions as if they were an owner and offensive coordinator, right? The idea of kind of shaping the lineup, picking the players that are on the teams, and then getting into the nitty-gritty all the way down to real-time play calling. It's really about kind of letting fans create an experience and an authentic kind of environment for them to really, you know, craft and create these teams. Brand the teams, and Trevor can talk a little bit about kind of the Zappers and the branding on that side, but it's really about letting fans kind of build a team that they are excited about engaging with and making those decisions all along the way.
Yeah, and I've checked out your website because I've been following along with this, especially over the last couple of months, although I've been keeping an eye on you really for a couple of years now, and you have people voting on rules and jerseys and the names, right? So, like, for you being an owner of a team that's just a blank slate and you've got fans voting on everything, like, what is that experience like for you?
It's great. So far, my experience has generally been what I want them to do. They don't do that, but that has been... You know, I do a lot of live streaming on Twitch and have for a few years. So that is generally my experience with the chat you have in Twitch. They generally want what you don't want. That's kind of how it works. But I mean, I think it just works out really well too with our ownership group too. Me and Bob Menery, we don't really take ourselves very seriously. I think that our brands are speak for themselves a little bit in that. I'm a little bit of goofball. He's very much a goofball and so, you know, the Zappers were an option. We're like, that doesn't sound tough at all. And they're like, oh yeah, it doesn't. Well, that's your team name now. Deal with it. So pretty much, I don't think that a single thing that's actually won in the vote was something I voted for. And you know what? I'm going to lean right into that. If I've learned anything in playing professional baseball this long and just kind of just trying to do any sort of entertainment at all, you just gotta, you know, steer into the skid sometimes. So, You know, Zappity McZap. I think it's Zappy. I don't even remember what it is. Zappy McZappity Zap is one of the hashtags. It's not working, but you're looking at the guy who came up with that, and of course, it's not winning. So, but I'm trying to stay in that theme of just not taking it too seriously and just letting the play on the field speak for itself. And starting with Johnny Football, I think that we got some of the best, just the most fun content guys in our corner anyway. And I'm really excited to see how this thing all unfolds.
Well, yeah, and that's the thing, right? So you get Johnny Football, who, like, obviously well-known name and just such a fun player, especially Heisman winner in college. So when you got a guy like this and you're bringing him into this brand-new league and it's so interactive with the fans, like, what is that expectation for you as an owner and fans of the Zappers? What's it going to be like to have Johnny Manziel on the team? What does that look like?
I mean, first of all, the brand recognition is there. I mean, I don't think anyone can anyone can deny that. But in terms of, you know, interaction and just kind of bringing emotion to his play, I don't think it's ever been, you know, that's something that if anything, teams have tried to kind of limit a little bit with the teams he's been on. And this is a different situation, right? Really, we really want you to get your fandom fired up. We want you to get people going and to be in your corner. And he's one of the best at doing that. I mean, if you're a Johnny Football fan, you're a Johnny Football fan for life, man. So, you know, it's a great place to start. And I think that he'll have a lot of people around, a lot of hungry other players too around him that I think will feed off that and see how he handles that stuff and how interactive he is and go from there. So, like we said before, I mean, it's about interaction at the end of the day. I've tried to model everything I've done up to this point. That's why I'm so excited to be an owner. And it's about activating people and giving them the power to make the decisions. There's no better interaction than that. And true sports fans, that's something that every true sports fan just like, they wish they had just a little more control of what was happening on the field, and we're giving that to them. So being an owner is something I'm so excited to be like, be able to be involved at this level this early, because I think that there's just going to be so many things that are going to happen organically that we're going to be able to build on. And I'm just really pumped. I don't know if you can tell, but I'm really pumped.
Well, yeah, and you should be. So we're talking with Trevor May and Sohrab Farooti of the FCF. And for Trevor, like, what, I mean, for you to be an MLB pitcher and then you get approached about being an owner. So now you're a player in one league, you're an owner of another league. What is it like when you first hear the pitch? And is it strange being an owner and a player at the same time?
It very much is. And to be honest, this is a very current thing that I'm kind of starting to like, now that we're getting really close to the launch and kind of how, and how this whole thing's going to kind of unfold a little bit. It is because it's lining up kind of with spring training and like, there's a little bit of uncertainty around the MLB season, just kind of how it's all going to work here from the outset. So it's a really interesting dynamic. Like, I'm preparing for a season. I'm right now I'm throwing and getting in shape, right? But I'm also getting super excited for this league to start too. So I'm getting really excited for two leagues to start at the same time. But, you know, right at the beginning, I was like, I see the vision. I understand the premise. I totally, and I'm just such a huge, like, I'm all in on the idea that access and giving the fans control is just kind of the future. Like, I totally understand that. So that's what they got me with. Like, it didn't take much more than that. Like, we didn't have to get into heavy detail or anything, and so a lot of these details are unfolding as we go, and so it very much went from like, oh, that's a super cool, like, it kind of felt like, oh, that's a few months down in the future, and now we're here. So it's like, just like, we're going, and so now I'm definitely gonna figure out how this is all gonna work together, but I it's very symbiotic, very exciting, and it's just day by day at the moment, hour by hour.
Yeah, I can imagine it is. Now, Sohrab, let me ask you, right, because for you to be a part of this league now for a number of years and to get it to this point where you're launching and you've got all these famous athletes, celebrities, I know Quavo's involved with the league, you've got all these interesting people that are owners, now you're bringing in Johnny Football to play for the FCF. So what does it feel like, one, to be in this moment and be getting ready to launch soon? And by the way, how soon is it for people that want to get involved in this thing? They're hearing, oh, Trevor May is involved in this, and nobody's voting for things that he likes, and Johnny Manziel is playing. Like, how can people get involved in this, and how soon is it that we're actually seeing games?
Yeah, look, I mean, get involved. We've had fans involved over the last couple months here, you know, creating these, voting on these team names and creating logos. So if you want to get involved, it's fcf.io. Just go to the website, sign up. You kind of go into picking a team. And so, you know, you can choose Trevor's team, the Zappers, but it sounds like anybody listening probably won't do that now because they all do what Trevor doesn't want them to do. So
don't do that.
We won't get any. Look, it's honestly, it's surreal, right? Like, I think, you know, this was a, people always ask where the idea come from. And I think, and Trevor hit the nail on the head a little bit, is like, you know, the beauty of what we're doing is that this is every fan's idea and this is the future, right? The interactive nature of this is the future. And every fan for hundreds of years that has participated in any sport has wanted to make calls, make decisions, you know, really lean forward. And I think what I'm most excited about, and I guess, you know, maybe proud of, is that we get a chance to be the ones to bring this to the world, right? And we don't know how it's going to play out, right? I mean, this has never been done before. And I think that's part of the beauty of it, right? Is like we get a chance to kind of be in this, you know, fun experiment. It is real football. I mean, Johnny's not coming here to play flag football and, you know, mess around on the field. I mean, these guys are coming here. These guys are, you know, played high level college ball. They want to play, you know, hard hitting, you know, fun 7-on-7 football. It's a different style of football. But it's also about entertainment, right? This is about changing the way the game's presented. And look, I look back at, I always use an example. I think if the XFL in the very first iteration, where Vince McMahon was this guy that put on these amazing shows in arenas with, right, WWE, if he had done indoor football rather than outdoor football, the XFL would be a multi-billion dollar property right now, because you can put on such a different show in an arena than you can outdoors. And so that's where we're leaning into, this idea that, you know, you put everything indoors, the lights and the sound and the set design and everything just pops and it's electric and it's, you know, it's the future. You can make it look like the future and something different. And fans can really lean in and get involved in a way that, you know, the outdoor game doesn't allow. So this is going to give fans a really interesting look. Helmet cameras and mics on the guys, drones flying around, capturing footage, just a whole new way of watching and consuming and interacting with a league. And then outside of game day, we're going to let you in. Like, you get to see these guys in preparation, in film room, in their daily routines. You know, we're putting these guys in front of cameras. The guys that play in this league are going to be, like Johnny, as dynamic on the off the field as they are on the field. So we want guys that are going to engage the fan base and are going to really embrace this concept. And we're going to have a whole league filled of guys that want to connect with fans.
All right, so last question. Trevor, how many votes till we get you on the field? How many votes does it take from the fans?
You know, that and then maybe, you know, replacing my baseball contract, that'd be great.
Yeah, there we go.
You know, it's just, let's just, yeah, if you can just say, you know, beat that, you know, maybe I'll consider it. Now, football isn't my sport for a very clear reason. Though I do have the size to play, I don't like running very much. So, you know, I prefer to throw a little white ball and hope a guy doesn't hit it. That's more my speed.
And reasonably so. I can't blame you there. So, guys, thanks so much. Trevor May, Sohrab Farooti, both from the FCF with the newly signed Johnny Manziel. Guys, this has been great. Really appreciate the time. Happy New Year to both of you.
Happy New Year. Thank you.
Happy New Year to you, too.
All right, so there's the interview with guys from the FCF, and man, that was so much fun, and I'm so excited for that league. But
this episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A
monster shot.
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
I'm Emma Grade, and I'm the host of the Aspire podcast, a show where I talk to the world's most brilliant minds about building the life of your dreams. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Grade, an Odyssey podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.